Stancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Stancast.
Welcome to TamCast! Andy, have you optimized our page for iPad yet?
Just kidding.
All right. Apparently we're going to talk.
That's what you were doing. You were talking.
I said, welcome to TamCast. And instead of starting the show, you started asking random shit.
That's talking. You were talking. I was talking.
I have no fucking idea.
I'm just fucking with you. Yeah. This is Noah. I'm going to go out of order. What the fuck? Fuck you, Tim. What the fuck
all
you
right.
do about it?
And this is Andy, and I'm going to continue being out of order.
This is Tim. I hate these two little fucks.
Welcome to Natcast.
It's backwards week. Quick, take all your clothes off and put them on backwards like crisscross.
I'll be so happy when Noah's off the show.
Don't make you jump.
Oh, wait. That was an April Fool's joke? Fuck!
Ho, 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 Tim's so funny.
He knew it was
an
April Fool's joke.
Is that an Adam Sandler impression?
It would just be you with a funny voice.
My wife told me that nobody's going to believe anything on the site from like the very, very end of March through like the first week of April next year.
I'm surprised anyone believes anything on the site at any point.
Yeah. So, Noah, what was your reaction when you saw the post?
I was pretty sure it was you because I was like, well, I don't think...
Only three people have access, and who's the biggest douche?
Well, not only that, but I think you have the most access out of all of us.
Yeah, probably.
You have access? I don't even understand.
Yeah, you set it all up, so I figured if anyone could, like, go, A, make it look like I posted, and B, make a comment by me, I was like, it's got to be Andy. That's a good one.
Yep.
That's a good one, sir.
Thank you.
I still have absolutely no recollection of him telling me beforehand. He swears he did.
I did. It was, like, weeks ago.
Whatever, you dreamed it.
No. Noah was like, all right, I got to go. And he got off the call, and I was like, all right, now that it's just us.
There's been something I want to tell you for a long time now, Tim.
Maybe that's why I took the headphones off. I was like, ooh, I don't need to hear that.
Today
is not
Andy's...
the day for gay confessions, sir.
Andy's ball hunger's about to come out.
I just want to edit TamCast and go to sleep.
I'm not ready to deal with this.
I'm not ready to have the closing scene in Chasing Amy.
Luckily, he can't kiss you. Not now, at least.
Maybe later.
Tim, I'm not your whore.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, yeah, you're a dirty little whore.
Dirty
little whore.
Here's
my whore amusement. Whore amusement.
So you want to do your fucking tan last, get those fucking things out of the way, Tim?
God damn it.
Yeah, I would, Captain Happy.
I'd be happy if you didn't try to make us fucking laugh every week.
Well, that seems counterproductive.
Noah would be happier if he wasn't made to laugh.
That's right.
You know what, Noah? You sound like Rush Limbaugh.
Fair enough.
Joy hurts me. Bring me Oxycontin and a whole chicken.
I hate fun.
I hate happiness and good times and Christmas and puppies.
Especially in others. I hate it when other people enjoy their lives. Yeah. I hate anything that makes brown people happy. Oh, that's a little too close there.
You know what makes this brown person happy? The fucking KFC double bacon thing that's coming out.
Oh, you had it?
No. It's coming out.
Oh.
Soon.
How do you know it makes you happy then?
I'm pretty sure I'm going to like it.
Just the idea of it makes you happy.
All the combination. Everything. Chicken, bacon, yes. Whatever that sauce is, probably spicy. Like it. Cheese, yes.
Oh, is this a sandwich that's like there's no bun? It's
nope.
Like two slabs of chicken?
Yep. That makes a snicker.
Noah sent me the link to it, and on the page, there's the ad for it. It says, it's real. And so he sent me the link to it, and I wrote back, it's a fake! And then I was like, ugh, that looks disgusting. And he's like, wait, you said it was a fake without even reading it? I was like, I was just responding to it. It's real, baby!
Any claim of existence, Tim will respond with,
it's a fake!
But you like cheese, Tim.
Not on my chicken.
Not at all, not ever?
Not ever.
Crazy.
Well, Not on my fried chicken, I guess I should say. Fried chicken and cheese don't, no.
All right.
You know, I'm not a huge fan of cheese, though.
But you love fucking pizza, and that's got all sorts of cheese.
It's got mozzarella. I wouldn't call that all sorts of cheese.
All sorts of cheese.
One sort.
Here's the write-up on Consumerist. KFC's bacon sandwich on fried chicken, quote-unquote, bread, starts killing people nationwide April 12th.
That's right. It's not going to kill you. If you just have one.
Last August, we wrote about the Double Down, a mysteriously tempting and potentially lethal new food item being tested by KFC. Oh, it hurts my brain to look at the picture. Oh, part of me is afraid of it, and part of me really wants to put it in my head.
I'm not afraid of it. Moderation, baby. Moderation.
There's nothing moderate about that sandwich.
Jesus Christ.
It doesn't even have that many calories, though, comparatively. It's like other shit.
Yeah, actually, yeah, the original recipe sandwich, which is the worst one, 540 calories. Like, the huge burgers that I love at Carl's Jr. or Hardee's, wherever you are, way more calories than that. 32 grams of fat, yeah. Almost 1,400 milligrams of sodium. That's like just grabbing a little cube of salt, just sucking on it.
Delicious salt.
And the grilled Double Down, which has 80 fewer calories, that's pretty good, and 9 fewer grams of fat, so like two-thirds of the fat. A little more than two-thirds of the fat. Actually has more sodium.
They gotta get that flavor from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I bet Tim wants to do tan laps now.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a great idea.
Chomping at the bit over there.
Champing, but no.
Chomping.
Well, I was champing.
Chomping.
The proper expression is champing at the bit.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm changing
it. Yes, but as long as we're on that subject, Tim, chockful, not chockful.
Not the way I say it.
Exactly. Not the way I say it either, Negro.
If Noah can say chomping, I can say chockful.
But you were just denying Noah his right to say chomping.
But he wasn't going to be denied. I don't know if you could hear him. He was arguing right over you, trying to talk, to tell me something I was doing wrong.
All right, so, Tan laughs.
Wait, Tim, you're wrong. No, wait, I'm still not wrong, says Noah.
That's right.
All right, having established that.
Tan laughs!
Because it's Tan laughs! Tan laugh time! You send them in and we read those funny Tan laughs! Tan laughs! Ow!
So these are a bunch of Mexican jokes sent in by Joe, our long-lost English listener. Haven't heard much from her recently, but she sent in these jokes, so I figured better give her some props or we'll lose her forever.
Do my tan laughs or lose me forever.
She heard these all on a British radio station the other week, and they are childish and somewhat offensive, and they need the accent to work properly. So here you go. I'm probably going to destroy them. The first one I'm not even going to bother because I don't get it. So I know I'm going to fuck it up. Why did the Mexican man push his wife off a cliff?
Because he's a Mexican. Dirty Mexican.
Tequila.
Do the first one.
Hang on. What do you call Mexican cheese that doesn't belong to you?
No, I know this one. What do you call it, too?
Nacho cheese. What do you call a Mexican that's just had his car stolen?
Run for the border.
Carlos.
Oh.
Carlos. What do you call two Mexicans playing basketball?
Cheech and Chong.
One on one. What do Mexicans put under their carpet?
I don't know.
Underlay. All right, you asked for it. Here's the first one. I don't get it. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm probably fucking it up. I'm sorry, Joe. I'm sorry, Mexicans, as long as I'm at it. Two Mexicans were lost in a desert, and they see a tree in the distance. As they get nearer, they see it is draped with rasher upon rasher of bacon. Hey, Pepe, says the first Mexican. It's a bacon tree. We are saved. He runs to the tree, but as he gets close, he is knocked off his feet. The second Mexican, Pepe, shouts, "What happened?" With his last breath, the fallen Mexican shouts, "Run, amigo, it's not a bacon tree, it's a ambush."
Oh, nice. So you get it, right?
I get it, but, like, I don't know what a rasher of bacon is. I don't know how it's an ambush if it just knocked him off his
feet. Big hunk of bacon.
All right. I'm just saying. I don't know things.
We eat bacon in strips in the States. We like it thin cut so that our teeth and our big fatty jaws don't have to work hard to get through to all the fat inside.
Bacon is delicious.
It is.
So sorry, any Jews out there. You're missing out. Missing out on the bacon goodness.
Come on, just try it once. Then ask for forgiveness.
One of the Jewish guys at my job, I was trying to offer him bacon all week.
Nice.
Like, how about some bacon for Passover?
You're a classy guy, Andy.
I know. was like, you know, we could just get some like nice bread and make a big BLT. He's like, yeah, let's break two of God's laws in 1 week.
Bacon doesn't need much to it.
Oh, fine. We'll get some Baconese and spread it on some crackers. How's that? It's like, that's still one of God's laws.
Technically, they're man's laws that he claims to be inspired by God to create.
I would have to agree with you.
Good.
And really, the guy at work agrees, too. But, you know, it's just more of a traditional thing for him.
Fuck tradition. Eat bacon.
Yeah, I've been eating meat on Friday like a motherfucker all through Lent.
I've been enjoying me some pillowy bread all week.
Tim, there's a new shirt for you. Fuck tradition. Eat bacon.
You can go one further. Fuck God. Eat bacon.
Put like the A in bacon, put the Star of David. Eat bacon.
And for the C in bacon, put the Muslim crescent moon.
Do they eat pork either?
No.
Why the fuck don't those two get along?
I don't know.
Neither of you's eating pork. Chill out. Fucking enjoy the Middle East. It's hot. Don't be fighting.
It's too hot to fight, baby. Come on.
Yeah, baby, you want to fight? Take that shit to Iceland.
Let's have some tea.
Or actually Greenland, where it's colder than Iceland.
Is there some boxes out there that says, like, 100% kosher beef?
Not yet.
I get the feeling there will be soon.
Passover is in my pants.
What do our boxers say? I can't... there are Tancast boxers, but I can't remember what they say. I think they say, ask me about the free sex.
Nice.
I believe you're right.
Nope, they say nailed it. All right, well, while one of you reads your tan laugh, I will change those boxer shorts to say 100% kosher beef.
Nice.
Well, I got one for you.
And do it!
Do it off.
Shut the fuck up. Not you. Some link I clicked on started making noise. Anyways.
Oh, I was like, that's uncalled for, sir.
Oh, it's called
for. I will not shut the fuck up.
Called.
I will shut the fuck down.
Ring, ring. Tell Tim to shut the fuck up. Oh, someone just called Tim. Anyways.
Wow. That was a long way to go for gayness.
Yeah, but it was kind of funny.
Yeah, I'm not going to deny you that.
An attractive, well-dressed woman walks into a shop that sells very expensive Persian rugs. She looks around, spots a perfect rug, and walks over to inspect it. As she bends over to feel the texture of the rug, she farts loudly. Very embarrassed, she looks around nervously to see if anyone noticed. As she turns back, standing next to her is a salesman. Good day, ma'am. How can I help you today? Very uncomfortably, she says, sir, how much does this rug cost? Ma'am, he answers, if you farted just touching it, you're going to crap when you hear the price.
Good time. I just got some Skype spam.
Which means I'm probably about to, because they seem to like to just go hit everybody on Skype.
I believe there is a setting that says only let people on my friends list IM me.
Meh.
Okay.
I'm just going to close it. But it says European and American women are too arrogant for you. Are you looking for a sweet lady that will be caring and understanding? Then you came to the right place. I didn't come anywhere. You fucking emailed me. Here you can find a Russian lady that will love you with all her heart. Yeah. I'm not even going to read the rest of that. I don't believe that. Fuck you, Russians.
I get people on Hotmail trying to add me all the time. Like, MSN chat. Fucking like every day one person's like, hey, this person wants to be your friend. I'm like, I don't even know who anyone, I don't even know why I log on there anymore. But I don't even know who anyone uses MSN chat anymore.
Yeah, you do. Oh, yeah, you do.
I do?
No.
Oh.
My balls are on MSN.
Are they?
Nope, there you go.
Apparently yep, their username is myballs@msn.com.
Sweet!
At msn.com in your mom's mouth.
How do you spell kosher?
K-O-S-H-E-R.
There you go.
I mean, you know. Not really.
What do you mean?
Really, you've got to use a whole other alphabet to spell it. But that's how it's spelled in English. That's how we anglicize it.
And that's what he meant, you tarred baby.
Yeah, I wanted to know how to
spell
it. Did
you just call me a tarred baby?
No, tarred baby.
Yeah, tar baby. Did the black guy just call the white guy a tar baby? He's fucking taking it back.
They're so confused.
Now I insult you! picking the font, that's important.
You're actually doing this as we talk.
Yes.
All right, well, here's my tan laugh while Tim does work.
Work.
And this one's from Joe Anthrax. I don't think we've done it before, and it's horrible, so I love it.
Chances are we've probably done it before.
Probably. I lose consciousness from time to time when you guys are talking. I think it's my brain just trying to leap out the front of my skull and, you know, knocking itself unconscious.
I think it's you busy trying to account for all the false things you've told people when you haven't actually told anyone anything.
I gotta keep juggling these lies. Yeah, you might want to back off those claims there a little bit, Pigeon Boy.
I knew I was lying. I was like, I've gotten away with this lie for years.
Why would we doubt you?
That was the perfect plan.
The pieces
people
all
trust
fit
me.
Together so well. There are homeless people who are crazy. Tim walked around downtown where there were homeless people who were crazy. That's crazy shit to say. That's something that totally a crazy homeless person could say within earshot of Tim.
It just fits.
Tim, do you remember that old homeless woman who used to sit on the bench and make like weird noises like meh, meh.
Oh,
vaguely.
Dude. I think she used to come into the bank when I was a banker.
She might have. I used to see her all over the place.
Oh, God. She'd walk into the bank and the place would just reek.
Did she have a lot of cash? What was she doing in the bank?
Like welfare checks.
Ah. But she's like, yo, I'm here to check out my portfolio. Mm.
Like she could actually talk?
She smelled like stale piss. Like she just pissed herself constantly.
It's a good smell.
I never heard her talk. She would just make weird like noises. And sit on the bench.
Honestly, I don't think I ever heard her talk
I
either.
I fucking do remember her.
Now that Tim made the noise for himself, he's like, yes!
wait just a goddamn second.
Yeah, she was an odd... she used to annoy me when she used to camp out by the box office. I'm just like, really, lady? You gotta camp here and make your noises? Why don't you go someplace else?
Go get some help.
Why aren't you dead?
Oh, well, she may be now.
Oh, well, keep a good thought. Too soon?
Okay.
Oh, I'm and the on, asshole. Whatever.
And on that note, did you guys hear about the new Haitian boy band?
No.
Yeah, they're called the New Blocks on the Kid.
Yes, we have done that before.
Yeah, we have.
I realized that halfway through.
Yeah, but it wasn't Haitian at the time. It was Haitian. Never mind.
All right, forget I said that one. How about this one from Mike? There we go.
Like Mike.
If I could be like Mike.
I want to be, I want to be like Mike. Oh, wait, he's dead. Never mind.
Convicted hitman Jimmy Two Shoes McLardy confessed today that he was once hired to beat a cow to death in a rice field using only two small porcelain figures. Police admit this may be the first known case of a knick-knack paddywhack.
Wow! I tickled Noah in a way that I did not anticipate.
It's so stupid that it's funny.
All right, I almost read that one. It was between that and Joe's, so there you go. It got
and Andy managed not to fuck it up. Good job, Andy.
Oh,
that's why it's doubly funny. Andy, do you have all the gaming systems now?
Yes.
Okay.
Fucking... Considering like your answer carefully.
Well, I wasn't sure if Noah would also be referring to like a Nintendo DS or anything else like that.
Oh, sorry. But all the current gen gaming systems.
All the ones that are non-portable that plug into your TV?
Yes.
Then yes.
Okay. Did you get your Wii Netflix disc?
Whee!
Nope. We don't have a Netflix account, although that's probably going to change very soon. Especially if Netflix really is putting out an iPad.
Oh, it's out.
App that also works with the iPhone.
Oh. And that's I'm not as excited about that.
What?
I'm like, really? I don't really want to watch on my small screen.
Like if you're traveling or shit? That would be awesome.
I'd much rather play a game and listen to audio for me.
Well, you and I are different people.
That we are.
Which
that
is
we
good
are.
Because if we were the same person, we would be stretched all the fuck out.
You already are stretched all the fuck out. Look at your asshole, dude.
Whoa.
Wow.
Thought that was going somewhere else, but no, it went to asshole town.
Oh,
yeah, like, that was a fat joke. No, that's an Andy smuggles things in his bum joke. Okay.
Like big black cock. Anyhow. So.
Anyhow.
Do you want to get the iPad talk out of the way, Andy? And out of the way, so.
That's good. I can finish up this little design here.
I'm a little bit more excited about it now that I've seen some of the apps that are coming out with them.
Yeah.
Like the Marvel app, the yeah. Netflix app, the AIM app looks pretty nice.
Marvel as in the comic book?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
What does it do, the Marvel app?
Allows you, to buy and read comics on your iPad.
Ah.
And, I mean, it's laid out pretty nice. It's pretty slick looking.
Any influence of Disney on that, or was that just all Marvel?
I don't know. I didn't read it that closely, like, if Disney said, let's do this. I imagine whether or not Disney had bought them, they probably would have done it.
Okay. All right. Continue.
But yeah, it's a pretty slick looking app. It has like a cover flow view and, you know, has little thumbnails you can see when you're viewing like the pages and you can zoom in. And was there anything else? Oh, the ABC app I was excited about until I heard that I guess they blocked streaming for the iPad, even though they came out with an app, which doesn't make any fucking sense.
It's like these fucking media companies got no idea what the hell they're doing. It's like, hey, let's all band together and create Hulu. Hey, let's take a bunch of our content away from Hulu. Hey, let's stick the content on our website. Hey, let's make sure that you can only view the content on our website through a browser. Not, you know, like from any of the things that connect to your television.
Like,
where you would want to watch our shows.
I understand, like, if you still show the ads, which is how they're getting the money, why do they care where you view it? Like, you know, through Boxy or whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Maybe they can't monitor that you're viewing it through anything else but a web browser?
Oh, no, they'd know that they were sending it to you. They could probably work out things with Boxy in terms of, like, you know, creating a unique ID or something like that to...
Maybe they know you can't... they only know you can't fast-forward through it if you leave it on the website.
Well, so Boxy is just, like, a portal to the video content. Like, the Boxy is not hosting it on its site. It's just saying, okay... it's just giving you an interface to pull in the content. So it's still coming from the same location. Like, you know,
yeah, but what Tim is saying is that with Boxy, they don't own the interface anymore like they do on the website. So Boxy could theoretically blank out the commercials and just tell the server it was playing them.
I guess theoretically it could, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
And
but,
I mean, they could say, hey, don't do this, or...
Yeah.
And theoretically, I could probably blank, you know, if Boxy could do it, I could probably do it. You know what I mean? With Firefox?
Yeah.
So not really stopping anything if people really want to do that. I mean, that's what I think.
It's like they want to make their shows... They want to make their shows easier to get on the web to, like, say that they're reaching out to that market, but they don't want to compete with actual broadcast. It's kind of the same shit where they're, like, trying to get broadcast flags put in place that would, like, not let you DVR or time shift certain stuff.
Which, I mean, I don't know. It's like, when are people going to learn? It's like, why don't you give people how they want it and come up with a new business model?
Yeah.
Like, instead of holding on to the same old business model, and people are like, I don't fucking like this.
Because it's easier to be frightened and try to enforce what you already have.
I think you should be lazy and just keep doing what you've been doing.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's any easier, because they have to come up with all these ways, you know, for us to not block. I don't know, maybe it is easier than coming up with a whole new business model.
Like, fucking introducing the commercials back right into the content, like the product placement that's just getting more and more like, we're going to whip out this product and hit you over the head with it repeatedly.
I was watching Criminal Minds and like they were like, oh, why are you drawing Mini-Man? And she's like, it's not Mini-Man, it's a Sienna. That's the room I need.
Oh my god, they did the same damn thing on Bones.
Oh, that's what it was. I'm sorry, it was Bones.
Oh, okay. I was like, holy shit. And they did the same conversation. Okay, so it was Bones. Yeah. It was do you have kids that we don't know about? No, it's a Sienna. It's got a lot of room, and I'm an artist.
Yeah. It was a little bit more of that, though. You could tell, it wasn't like, oh, this is just a random conversation. It's like, I'm selling this shit.
Yeah, and it's not like I drive a minivan because my character's quirky and I'm an artist. It's I drive a Sienna. And Modern Family, half-hour iPad ad.
I didn't mind that, though.
They were kind of clever. They were a little bit winking with it, like, it's product placement. It's product placement. And sort of mocking the guy who was... completely in love with the iPad and wanting it, but it was still a half-hour goddamn iPad advertisement.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a little different, though, because it wasn't like they were selling the features of the iPad. Like, it's not like, oh, have you heard the iPad can do this? It was just like the guy really wanted one, and that was about it. Like, they didn't really go into any, like, details beyond that it was an iPad.
Yeah, that's true.
And he licked it at the end. Or kissed it. That cracked me up when he's like...
He's like, stroking it. I love you.
I love you.
I was like, I love you too.
He's like, oh, yeah. That guy cracks me up. Anyways. So, yeah. I am a little bit more excited now about the iPad than I was before. And I hope Gmail updates its interface to be like the iPad, where you have, like, a regular pane and then a preview pane. That would be awesome. Have you seen that, Andy?
I have not.
So, on the iPad, they have a column on the left, a thin column on the left with all your email. And then on the right, they have a preview of the email you're looking at.
So, like almost every other mail system in existence.
Yeah, but I mean, like, why haven't you done it to Gmail?
I think that Gmail actually, I think one of the labs can turn on a preview now.
Can you? Maybe I haven't seen it. I know you can do multiple inboxes. I'll have to go look. Did you have anything else you wanted to say about the iPad, Andy?
What I'm really interested in is seeing what the next OS release is, like multitasking. Because that will really inform kind of the future direction of the iPad and like really how useful it is. I do like that a lot of major content companies like the New York Times and I think CBS and a whole bunch of others are going to HTML5 video instead of Flash video for iPad content. Because Adobe had its chance with Flash.
I have quite a while. I mean, it kind of shows how powerful Apple is. They're like, you know what?
Yeah.
Fuck Flash. We don't want to do Flash. Everyone else doing Flash? Fuck it. And people are like, oh, well, let's change things.
Yep.
I want to say, so people have been updating their apps for the iPad. And I didn't know you can do this, but apparently you can have like the same app be for the iPad and for the iPhone, which is cool.
Yes.
Yep. But one... So I have my phone is jailbroken. I haven't updated to the newest OS because I've heard it's not worth it. One of the apps I use quite a bit, updated it so you have to have the most current version of the OS for that particular thing. That kind of sucks.
That's delicious.
No, it sucks. Talking to you, Evernote, I don't want to get 3.13 or whatever the most current version of the thing is.
Yeah.
That actually could just be a compile error on their end. You should write them and complain. See what happens.
Maybe I will. But, yeah, I don't know. So that was it. That's all I got to say about the iPad. I'm vaguely more interested now. I still probably would never buy one. If I won one, though, I'm trying. I'll take that. But those are the stuff I want to spend money on. And there you have it.
Da-da-da-da-da-da, iPad!
Oh, looks like Tim's singing us. Not singing us. Well, he is singing us, but sending us links as well.
Nicely done, sir.
100%. Kosher beef. That's right, baby.
I get you 100% kosher beef, boxer shorts, and boxer briefs.
So, Tim, do you remember that food truck we saw when we went to Red Lobster?
I do, and I know the story you're about to tell, and it is a tragic one.
Oh, yes, I did tell you this. Oh, fuck, that sucked. Fuck, balls suck balls.
Go ahead. Andy hasn't heard the story. It's a good story.
Too fun.
So, was it 1 week ago, 2 weeks ago now? When me and Tim went out to eat and see the movie, we were walking around this parking lot, and we saw, like, a roach coach, basically. And I was like, what the hell is this doing in the middle of the night? So I went over, and it's, like, one of those Korean-Mexican fusion trucks. You know, they combine Korean and Mexican food.
Confusion.
Confusion. Oh, you. Which I guess started in L.A., like the whole, like, we're going to have this weird food truck and we're going to put it on Twitter and you can follow us. did you like that, Tim?
Oh, you.
So I saw it and I was like, I was kind of interested, so I started following them. And I've been meaning to try them. So finally Friday, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go try them. And they're in San Jose, which is not terribly far from where I work, but just far enough that if you drove there and perhaps forgot your wallet so you couldn't buy any food, you'd be a little upset at yourself.
I think I see where this story's going.
So, yeah, I drove all the way there, got out of my car, hit my right butt cheek where I usually keep my wallet, and I was like, hey, that feels awfully empty. And then I thought back, I'm like, oh, yes, I took my wallet out because I was looking at something, and I left it right there. Excellent. So, yes, I did not get any Korean-Mexican food that day.
Son of a bitch. Did you get some later?
I did have McDonald's. Well, no. Today, oh, though, okay. they were not going out that night. Usually they go out during the lunch and during the evening. But I guess for Good Friday, they weren't. So today they're going to be out again. So wherever they are, I'm going to track them down and see if I can get some delicious foods.
Mm-mm.
And I will say I love the Yelp app on the iPhone. Throwing it out there.
Yes. The Yelp app is very good.
Life, Noah.
It has led me to a lot of good places.
I bet it has, you filthy, filthy animal.
I like being able to stand in front of like a restaurant and be like, whoa, what's this place? What are the reviews? I think Tim has some news or a story he may want to tell.
Yes. I'm going to Disney World. Fuck it. I was going to try and come up with something clever.
I'm going to Disney World. I didn't even know about this. I was like, I see a tweet. about Disney World. I'm like, what the fuck, Tim, going to Disney World?
And I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to Disney World. I was gonna you know, bring it up on the show, be like, hey, and then because we did go back and forth and kind of ask a bunch of the questions I thought might be interesting if we talked about it on Tancast. I'm like, oh well, now we're not gonna do that. So Danelle surprised me when she got home from wherever the hell she was, and
wives go out, wives come back. Whatever.
They're like a cat.
She's in New York. She's heading to New York right now.
Jesus Christ! That woman goes all over the place.
She'd be jet setting.
Mm-hmm.
Setting the jets. So she surprised me with the announcement that for our anniversary this year, we are going to Walt Disney World.
Nice. And she set up everything already?
I have to do, like, she said, she called the travel agent. She actually emailed Van to try and get some advice. Love you, Van. Not the quickest turnaround for emailing someone back.
He's a busy guy. He's got a hot wife he's got to spend time with.
He's got a real podcast. You know what I mean? He hasn't even had time to put up his Captain EO show yet. He can't be bothered.
Plus, it's like he runs an IT division or some shit like that. I do believe the dude's a director.
Just kidding.
People with jobs, whatever.
I got time to watch YouTube videos.
Yeah, because he's like always tweeting about like, another day with 4 hours of meetings. I'm like, fuck, dude. Fuck. I thought I had a busy job sometimes. Oh, my
meetings
God.
Meetings aren't busy.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's like he's unless talking about them. That those 4 hours of meetings are going to be on top of his normal work day.
Yeah, that sucks.
Like he wakes up, gets on a call, takes a shower, gets on another call, drives into work. Fucking A, dude.
I wonder if he'll ever listen to this episode. I think that'd be funny. Because I think he's on kind of a delay. Like, he's, you know, obviously busy, as we're talking about. So, like, many months from now, I'll get this email. Hey!
I was busy!
Fuck you! Anyway, so he turned us on to the Main Street Travel Company, and so, or turned us, turned Danelle on to the Main Street Travel Company, and so she made reservations, and we get like a meal plan. Like, we get, for every day we're there, we get a sit-down restaurant, a quick-service restaurant, and like a snack. And like that's included in our price. Plus, we get a $500 gift certificate. Granted, I'm sure that $500 comes out of the money we paid, but still. That's prepaid money. We could just spend it. It's done. It's out of my hands. Time to buy shit.
Instead of, like, you know, just doing ourselves and saving $500, no, baby. We pay $500 and we get a gift certificate.
Actually, it probably winds up better because they've got, like, access to special deals, package deals, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fucking the place we're staying at. It's Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort. It looks fucking nice. Fucking it has a beach in it. Like, like it looks like a beach. A beach! It's in the middle of swampland, and there's a beach.
Which is crazy because it's like it's almost the furthest point you can get from ocean in Florida. You know, a nation that is effectively one big wave from being ocean.
Nice.
And I was telling Tim, I'm like, any gift you give her is gonna pale in comparison.
Yeah, here's some candles, baby. Why are you crying?
They smell really good.
This one smells like lilac. As in. Lilac means to give you a good present.
Tim, I think to make up, you need to give her one night with Ryan Reynolds.
I need to make sure Ryan Reynolds meets us in Disney World.
You can do and it. You got some connections.
I have no connections. What are you talking about?
You have some connections.
I don't even have a Craigslist misconnections. I got nothing.
She steps out of the shower. Tim, what are you doing? I'm taking pictures of you naked. Why? Selling, baby. I'm selling. Dear Ryan Reynolds, check out them titties. Come on over.
But there are a shit ton of restaurants in Disney World.
A shit ton?
You have to make reservations ahead of time because shit tends to get booked up, so I wanted to do it as soon as possible. Because you can make them 180 days in advance, and we're already less than that out. So people might have already made reservations for the nights we want to be there. So I'm like, okay, so where do I want to eat? And I showed it to Danelle. I was like, look at all these restaurants. Wait. And I paged up. There's still more restaurants. It's intimate. Because, like, I was telling Noah, like, I'm in Disneyland. I know what's what. Like, if I'm like, okay, we need boom. We need boom. In there, boom. Okay, by 3:30. If it's not by then, fuck it. We'll do something else. I know. Disney World, I'm like, I have no idea. I'm like, what is that? Oh. It's a lot of stuff. Okay. Help.
You plan to do it again, Tim? I'm sure you will.
What's that, go to Disney World?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't done it the first time yet.
Well, I'm like, do you think it'll be the first last time you'll ever go, or?
It'll be certainly the last time we go for a long time.
Okay. Are you going to make a goal? Like, is your bucket list to go to all of them?
I wouldn't say it's a bucket list. If I die without doing it, I'll be all right. But
okay.
I would like to go to all of them, but there are higher priorities on bucket list. How about that?
Fair enough.
That's a bucket B list. I already got to Club 33. What fucking more do you need in life?
that's like a jar list. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something like not as cool as bucket.
That's like a Folgers coffee can list. I don't even drink Folgers coffee. Goo-goo. Fortunately, though, I threw it out on Twitter that I was looking for restaurants, and a bunch of people gave me suggestions, and I'm sort of sorting through them. The Coral Reef seems to be one of the I know this doesn't mean anything to either of you, but it's the Coral Reef seems to be a restaurant people agree on, and the 50s Primetime Cafe, which is like it's like you go in and it's like a improv almost. It's like the waiters and waitresses like are playing characters, and like one of them is mom, and she'll like take you to task if you don't wash your hands before you eat, and like they'll take you to task if you don't finish all your food and like stuff like that. It makes it sound like they just take you to task, but it's supposed to be
fuck it, I can just go to my parents' house if I want this shit. I gotta pay for it.
And also the sci-fi drive-in theater, which is all during the day. It's like the tables look like cars, and like you're outside in a drive-in movie theater at night, and they're playing movie trailers while you eat. But it's any time of the day, and it's always air conditioned, and you could sit in the car. What are you about? I'm excited about that. You can't tell.
Oh, I think I may have eaten at that one. It's been like 2 decades, so you know, memory's a little fuzzy. But
your mama's a little fuzzy. Oh shit.
Or ate something like that.
Yeah.
Similar. Similar.
Fuzzy was it.
So Tim already knows what I'm doing for my anniversary this year.
I'm always the last to know.
Because Tim IM'd me and said, dude, I'm going to Disney World for my anniversary. I'm like, oh, sweet. You know, that's only like 8 hours for us. Maybe we could go hook up with that. I'm flying all the way across the country to go to someone else's wedding for my anniversary again.
What a dick.
Sweet, dude.
What kind of dick has a wedding on your anniversary and then makes you come? That is fucking annoying.
We haven't been married that long.
What's that happy horse shit?
We got married in 06. We already did this in 07, and now we're doing it in 2010.
Who's getting married this time?
I was a dickhead in 07, in case anybody's wondering.
I'm sure people were able to put that together from the sheepish way you said, yeah, who would do that to you? The very first year after you get married.
See, on your first anniversary.
Yeah, so, and since our first, shall we say, honeymoon time frame was actually spent flying out to Atlanta and closing on a house, we kind of never really had a honeymoon, really. Sorta.
What was Hawaii?
It was like a family vacation with her family.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like there
was.
So you
didn't get any fucking done?
There may have been a little.
That's what I wanted to hear. Bang the bottom out of it.
Bang! Like fucking. We lost. I found your pussy.
Thankfully, the condo that we were staying in, although it was on the same floor, was did not share any common walls with
That's
the condo
right.
that our parents and brother were staying in.
Because you were rocking in. The walls.
Yeah, but there was still a lot of that man. Time where it was like, you know.
Doing it Andy style.
Family shit.
Where I lay on top of you and you try and breathe.
Nice.
No, Andy style, flat on my back, eating a bacon sandwich.
Eating the double-decker. Is that what it's called?
It's like, all right, get on, but then it's a race.
Yeah, your heart is racing from all the cholesterol.
Yep.
Zibbity, bazinga.
Yeah, it's Caitlin's little brother's getting married. So
really?
I guess we gotta go.
Crazy.
Is Caitlin gonna show up late to the reception?
Ooh.
We should. Oh my god, we should.
You're welcome.
We should go get burgers.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. We were hungry.
Oh, thank you, Tim. Thank you for reminding me.
No, Caitlin was not not happy.
No.
But then the maid of honor gave a speech. I'm sure she forgot all about her brother for a minute.
Like, my brother was there by that point.
That's what I mean. She was like,
yeah. Yeah. There were like a bunch of little things that didn't go exactly as she had wanted them to, and that was one of them. She kept like stressing out and freaking out. She's like, no, it doesn't. I'm like, hey, nothing's ever perfect. Nothing is ever perfect. I'd had a conversation with her beforehand. I was like, hey, you know, I know that you don't take disappointment well, like at all, but you're going to have to realize some shit's going to go wrong on our wedding day, because shit always goes wrong. No matter how perfectly you plan, shit always goes wrong. You just got to be prepared. You got to be ready for that mentally and just be ready to go, well, fuck that, and keep on going. But there were a couple of times during the wedding where I took her aside. I was like, oh, we're just going to have to go, okay, yep, that one gets a mulligan.
Really? Were there a lot of problems during the wedding?
It was like a lot of minor stuff, but it, you know, if you're somebody who does not take disappointment well, then that might bum you out. You know, if it's going to be your only wedding in your life, hopefully.
Not necessarily. You can always renew the vows, get it done again.
Yeah. Worked out well for my parents. Awkward.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Andy. Thanks for making it awkward.
You're welcome.
Alyssa posted us something on Twitter. Oh, no, she was in on her blog. She is.
Spit out.
Well, I keep back. It's like, oh, that reminds me of something else I want to say to lead into that. I'm like, well, now I'm going to say 17 things in the middle of Andy's story as opposed to just one line interjection. So fuck it. We'll get back to that in a minute.
No, please continue. You've already started three preceding sentences. It's like, oh, I'm going to start the sentence. Wait, back up. You're like hitting the TiVo button.
I wanted to thank everybody who came and checked the site every day. For I don't know if you did every day, but for my March blog madness, where I blogged every day in the month of March, was our busiest month on Tancast ever. So thank you guys for checking that out. Hope some of those blogs amused you or taught you how to make a grilled cheese pizza sandwich. And inspired by that, I believe Alyssa is blogging every day in the month of April. And one of her blogs was about how she can't wait to get married. And about how she doesn't ever want to get divorced, but she doesn't mind if she does because she wants to have more weddings.
And get free shit?
No. She just has ideas for what she wants for her wedding. Like, she even buys wedding magazines now. And I was like, you don't have to get divorced. Just redo your vows. And I said, for instance, I'm planning to redo my vows on the bridge of the Enterprise, and my wife is planning to stab me in the neck with a knife while I sleep. So somewhere in between there, we're going to work out a compromise.
Wow, that's just crazy that she's that. Well, I guess some people are really into marriage. I mean, into weddings, I should say.
Women especially.
Not even, I wouldn't even say, I don't know. I can't say I know a lot of women, but I'm... Do a lot of women get, like, marriage magazines, start planning out, beforehand, like that?
Yeah.
Like, even before they have, like, a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, there aren't that many people getting married at any one time. Those wedding magazines audience, they know. It's just estrogen flowing.
Yeah. Well, and that whole being sold since you were a little girl that you'll get to be a princess one day for a day.
Princess for a day. That's a song I just made up and it sucks.
So stop singing that fucking song.
It fucking sucks. It
sucks a big fat penis on your face. Too soon.
Have you listened to all the Isla movies podcasts, Tim?
I think there's two or three I'm still saving because I'm going back to LA and then back up here and driving about and hither and thither. So I like to have some podcasts banked.
To an older one, it was cracking me up. They're talking about Taken. Oh, well, back up. When did the Tiger Woods story break? Did it break last year?
Yeah, towards the end of the year, didn't it?
Wow. Yeah. I can't believe for some reason, I thought it was like all this year. Because they were talking about, I'm like, has it been like that long already?
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, but they're talking about Taken and like, isn't it fucked up? He's like, get underneath the bed. Okay, you're going to be taken. It's like, what the fuck did I get underneath the bed for? Why can't I stand on a comfortable chair?
I didn't hear that one. That was funny.
I think it was to give him a little bit of additional time while they were trying to pull her out.
But it was just funny how they put it. They're like, I thought you had an idea. I thought you were going to save me.
Now listen carefully. You're going to be taken. What the fuck? Your advice sucks, Dad.
Some of them aren't that great, but some are hilarious.
The one with Leonard Maltin was pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one. I did listen to that one. I've been listening from the oldest to the newest, though.
So. Yeah, so. That's the way I've been doing it. I started with some of the newer ones, and then I started going back. And now the newer one, the last, I would say, two or three, I haven't heard yet.
Same with me. Well, more than that. I think it's 12, 11 I got left.
Oh, damn, son. You way behind compared to Tim. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I listen to a lot more podcasts than you do, too.
But I don't think you listen to Distorted View every day.
I do not.
But then again, you don't need distraction while you're washing dishes and making coffee and making lunches.
I do. I need distraction while I'm cleaning. Although, a lot of times, Stephanie wants to talk. But not the whole time. Just enough to annoy her that I'm listening to somebody. Like, try to talk to you. For 10, 15, 20 minutes, a good podcast or two in, we're not saying anything. All of a sudden, she's like, oh, I need to tell you some news.
Danelle loves to do that. Like, it seems like we're talking, we're in the same room. And then, she's doing something, and it's like, all right, she's busy doing that. So I'll start to walk away, and that's when she'll say something. Like, what? And I come back saying, okay, now she's sitting there doing nothing again. So I'll literally go to walk away. Hey, I have something to say. Fucking wah! Let's get all this out of the way while I'm standing here, and don't wait till I'm walking out of the room like you're Columbo or some shit. One last thing. I'm sorry. That was my Peter Falk for
Does she get lazy eye when she does it, too?
And then she reads me the story of the Princess Bride.
Yeah, my wife and I do that to each other.
I am not surprised that Andy does that to other people.
Say what?
Words! Take these words!
I haven't talked in 3 seconds.
Look out for these words! Words! Too soon?
Andy Panda Bear.
Fuck you, Tim.
All right, I think that was called for. Noah, check the line. Has someone called for that?
Hold on. Yeah, they left a message.
Oh, my mistake, Andy. Carry on.
I hate you both.
Hate us with love.
I think you love us both.
Carnally.
You have a love for us that you can't even understand.
I have a love for you that dare not speak its name.
Like Voldemort?
No, Mr. Mixiplizik, or however the fuck you pronounce that.
Mitzelplik?
Mitzelplix?
So we all took 3 different guesses there.
No one eyes were closer to each other.
Whatever.
That's all I got. Those are my words, and I'm sticking with them. So what's everybody doing for Easter? I'm sure this group of atheists and agnostics has tons of plans.
Well, I am going to an Easter lunch thing with the fam.
Good times.
Maybe if we have time, I'll go see Clash of the Titans, because it's a good Easter movie.
Yep.
Nothing says Easter like chopping off Medusa's head. Spoiler.
The reviews aren't great, but I still want to see it.
Shocker.
The preview didn't look horrible. It didn't look like, oh my god, this is going to be awesome.
Release the Kraken.
Fucking, I'm going to say this again. I want to see fucking Liam Neeson do Taken again. Prequel, sequel, something. That's all.
Someone else was taken. His daughter is fucking stupid.
Just like Jack Bauer's daughter.
Taken 2, Electric Boogaloo.
If you take my daughter again, I'll come and kill you all again.
I said Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo to Danelle, and she's like, what the hell are you talking about? I was like, you've never heard of Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo? They're like, I've never seen the movie, but I've heard that said so often. I can't imagine that anyone who hasn't. I can't imagine growing up in a world where you didn't, whenever you sequelize something that doesn't need a sequel, throwing Electric Boogaloo after it.
I saw Breaking and Electric Boogaloo as a kid.
Way to go.
My wife TiVo'd, I think she TiVo'd Electric Boogaloo a couple weeks ago.
Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo!
She's like, all right, you enjoy that.
But like when you're like, oh, they're going to make a sequel to Schindler's List, Schindler's List 2, Electric Boogaloo, because that just makes it even funnier. Yep. That A, it shouldn't have a sequel. B, it shouldn't be called Electric Boogaloo.
Which one was the one where the guy got electrocuted on the third rail? You probably don't remember, do you, Andy?
Yeah, it was 3/4 of my life ago, so no.
I remember that. You got sprayed in the face with spray paint, they got electrocuted in there. It was tragic, dude. It was tragic.
Tragedy.
Uh-oh, it's tragic. Not to be confused with, oh, it's tragic. Oh, oh.
Yeah. It's like, wow.
What? Tim, what are you talking about, Tim?
Tim sing-song fail.
No, I was doing the Cars version, not the whoever sings that other version fail.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you do got me.
I do got you, baby.
Under your skin.
You
have got me deep in the heart of you. Hey, all right, you crazy kids.
Robert Goulet.
Actually, I was going for Frank Sinatra, but whatever.
I just like to say Robert Goulet.
Okay. With the
he
Goulet.
Likes to crawl across your, he likes to crawl across the ceiling when you're eating your nuts.
Oh, I'm going to Disneyland for Easter. Meeting my mama.
Oh, yeah.
Mama.
That's why we're recording on a Saturday, even though you don't know that, listener. I'm letting you know.
Unless I'm able to post this today, which is entirely possible.
Have you ever edit one day and post it the same day?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, when there's no wife or anything else going on, it's usually easier because, you know, I don't feel like I'm depriving myself of doing anything else by being locked in a room doing with Tancad. Like, well, I'm not going to talk to anybody anyway. Clickety, clickety, click, clickety, click, click, click. However, I'm recording an episode of Mousetalgia tonight. Oh, snippety snap.
Oh, look at you, you fucking two-timer.
This may be the first time I've recorded two podcasts in one day.
Dirty slut.
Whoa, all right now. Easy.
Delicious.
Easy.
Delicious.
So for my Easter, I'm actually going to be doing some work tomorrow.
Hooray! You are lucky bastard.
Not much, just a little. Just
isn't
a little
that,
bit of work.
Isn't that what you always do? Isn't that just work?
Yeah, that's just normal work for me. Yeah, and then I'm taking Monday and Tuesday off. Oh, you know, it's that whole floating holiday thing. Use it or lose it. It's not like actual vacation time, so they won't pay it back to you when you leave.
Oh, nice.
So I was like, all right. I declare this Andy Day. I was actually trying to take Friday off, you know, so they'd pay me for Friday, but I'd leave on Thursday and have a long weekend next week. We're like, oh, yeah, no, company policy is that your last actual day of employment is the day that you do the exit interview and give us your badges and all the rest of that shit.
Badges? For an hour.
I'm not giving you no stinking badges.
Yeah, but I'll still be out of there early on Friday, so.
Badges!
That's almost as good. They'll pay me for a whole day and spend, you know, a chunk of the time that I'm actually there asking me why I'm leaving.
Because like, fuck you guys, that's why.
Well, because there was this other company. This other company said, hey, we have money. I'm like, I like money. Hey, we have this work. I like that work. Well, we can give you this money for that work. That sounds like a great deal.
I like the way you think, Chuck.
Let's do it.
Let's make that happen.
Oh, did I tell you that my stupid DVR did the thing again where it said it was full even though it wasn't, and it just deleted a bunch of shit? Because it thought it was full. Like, well, we got to start getting rid of shit. Burp, 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 burp. And one of them was Tropic Thunder. And the other secret birthday present my wife got me, director's cut of Tropic Thunder.
Nice.
Everything's Wait. Coming up Milhouse.
Nice.
Simpsons reference.
Oh, yeah, I know, baby.
So I got
Look
to watch the commentary
you.
Again with Robert Downey Jr. being that character all the way through the commentary. Fucking hilarious. Oh, baby, you gotta watch this scene right here. Look at that. Oh, damn, emotionality! Fucking baga!
I was a saucier back in San Antone.
Is that on the regular disc or the extras disc?
The commentary?
Yeah.
It's on the regular
like
disc.
I don't know, sometimes they'll have like extra discs and like, this disc has the movie in the commentary. Not always, but sometimes. Well, I think I'll add to my Netflix queue. I'm
add
gonna
it to your Netflix
out.
Queue, or you could borrow mine, because I have it right now here, and you can watch it free.
Well, yeah, but maybe you want to watch it all the time.
That's improv, baby. That's pure. We didn't plan that. That wasn't... I know you may not believe it, but that wasn't scripted.
Fucking, I think they could believe it.
I don't know if they can. I refuse to believe that was not scripted.
Did this show have a script? Damn.
Because whoever that scriptwriter is should be fucking shot.
I thought you would be like, should be fucking hired. Well, should we wrap this bitch up?
We're a little early. All right, it's fine with me.
Are we?
When we cut this down, it'll be less than an hour.
Well, I do have some things to do.
Oh, Noah has some things to do, faggot.
Well, then you should have been here on time, fucker.
Yeah! Yeah!
You owe us time, Noah.
Says
you make
Andy.
That time up or we're going to dock your pay.
Says Andy, everybody. You should be here on time.
Yes, but Andy's always willing to stay late if that's what the work entails.
As soon as we start getting paid, maybe I'll put in some overtime.
Touche.
Well, that won't be happening anytime soon. Unless people start buying a whole shit ton of that tan cast underwear.
And by people, we don't mean the several hundred people who listen to us regularly. We mean the thousands and thousands of your friends and family that you need to recruit.
By the way, I just got my wife an I Love Nerds t-shirt, or actually tank top from the Tim Babb store. And I also got my a Tancast bag and a Kingdom Comedy shirt. Those shirts are nice.
Nice.
Like high quality.
I was expecting something a lot more cheaply made for, you know, how quick and easy it sort of is to get done, but fucking boom. I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna wear this motherfucker. So if you see somebody tooling around in a Kingdom Comedy t-shirt in Disneyland, I promise you it's me, because it's the only one that we've sold.
Unless someone mugs him and takes that shirt.
That's not actually true. There's more Kingdom Comedy shirts that have been sold, but there's no Tancast bags other than that one that have been sold.
I think Cafe Press is a well-known, respected site, isn't it?
Oh, right, but I'm sure I figured it was going to be a lot cheaper still than it was.
Fair enough.
Like, you know, this is good for the price kind of thing, but, like, this is a good shirt. I'm going to get a new shirt. I'll wear it. Fucking baga!
Okay, eat your own dog food, sir.
What?
Eat your own dog food.
What does that mean?
It just means you invest in your own product, whether you actually use it or wear it.
Oh, I will be wearing it. Strutting around my Tancast backpack, people be like, hey, what's Tancast? I'm like, well, let me tell you. Something you don't want to listen to, lady.
Put it in your mouth.
Classy, Noah.
That's how I roll, baby.
You are riddled with class.
That's right. Noah's a classy mofo.
You are lousy with class. Penises.
Nice.
So I guess we're wrapping it up. Anybody have any more news that we can use?
WonderCon is this weekend in the Bay Area. I'm not going.
I heard Kevin Smith was here.
Yeah, I've seen him enough times now.
Yeah. You've seen him in that very venue.
Yeah, actually I did. I don't know. And I've seen him close enough that I don't imagine. Like, he does tell, I mean, because people ask different questions, but they also ask a lot of same questions.
You so can ask like, a question.
I could, but I never know anything really great to say.
Hey, Kevin, why are you so fucking fat?
Yeah, you know, I don't think that's going to impress him.
What? I think that'll make his best of evening of DVD.
This guy asked me why I was fat, and then he wouldn't let me sit down.
And then he told me about how fit he is.
Did you get your oil changed, Tim?
I sure did.
Look at you, getting shit done.
Only to find out that apparently I need to get my transmission fluid changed as well.
Did you do it?
No, it was a lot more expensive. So I like to wait on that shit until the problem that creates is even more expensive. That's how I roll.
That is not the good way to roll, Tim.
That's the perfect way to roll, Tim. Don't let Noah tell you otherwise.
How'd that work out with you with the other car?
Ask whatever sucker bought it from Goodwill.
Whatever.
Or Salvation Army, whatever it was.
Imagine, like, you know, they donate to an abused spouse, so she's trying to get away from her husband in that car, and fucking she gets like a block away, breaks down, he comes and kicks her ass.
Woman, I told you not to leave me in this jalopy! Why are you using antiquated terms like jalopy? Don't use big words in front of me, woman!
Why do you kind of sound like Mr. T? Fucking, alright, I saw a new preview for A-Team. And it looked better, but fucking Mr. T, that dude's voice, he needs to be way more gruff.
Hi, I'm Mr. T.
He says, hey, I'm Mr. T. I ain't going on no plane. It's like, really? Come on.
But then you run into the Chris Pine.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, well, then you run into the Chris Pine, William Shatner thing where it's like, just watching somebody do an impression of Mr. T going, wow, I'd really much rather be watching Mr. T, which is why Chris Pine didn't do William Shatner.
Enough of that jibber-jabber.
Yeah. But yes, I agree they could have gotten a more gruff actor to at least be more similar.
Isn't the guy playing T,
Quentin
Rampage Jackson?
I don't know who that is or what that means.
I think he's like some Ultimate Fighter dude.
Yeah, in which case he is not an actor.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, that explains it then. But then again, Mr. T wasn't at the beginning. By the time he was in A-Team, he was, but he was... I can't remember what boxer, but he was a boxer's bodyguard, and Stallone liked the look of him, threw him in the movie.
Yeah, and he'd worked as a bouncer and some other shit, but he was building his T persona.
Hey, woman! Hey, woman! How'd you like to be with a real man?
I think that's Tim's favorite Mr. T quote.
That's my Mr. T moment.
My favorite Mr. T moment came from Different Strokes, where he said, "Ooh, quiche!" Right about like that.
I remember that. That is frightening.
I think my favorite Mr. T moment is when he did the Elf Mohawk commercials.
I'm a night elf mohawk.
There is no night elf mohawk.
Cut.
Well, maybe Mr. T has put a hand away computers. You ever think of that, Mr. Condescending Director?
Oh, that was funny.
I just love the director's voice. Like, cut.
I just like that the way he says condescending director. Condescending director?
Uh-oh, looks like some guy's walking around and put like a little flyer in my door. Fuck you, I don't want your flyer.
Maybe it's a flyer for how to keep dog shit off your lawn.
Here, throw this away. Ah, man.
Oh, wait, it's an Asian couple. Are they Mormons? What's going on?
I don't think Asians are allowed to be Mormon.
Really?
No, I have no idea. I'm just being stupid. Oh. Just being hateful.
Well, they look like, you know, like dressed up nice. Well, I mean, I guess if you're going to put flowers in, well, I don't know.
Oh, they could be Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, that too. I should walk out with like my pants down, like, hey, what's going on?
No, dude, you should just walk out there with one nut hanging out of your pants.
You should grab one of them and ask him to be on Tancast, and we could talk to him for a minute.
That would be awesome. Go, do it.
Hello? No. I want to Tancast. Are you racist? You're very racist.
That's horrible. Do we have any Asian listeners?
Not anymore.
We did,
I believe we have some in Singapore. Let me,
Tim loves stats.
Tim does love stats. He's a stat-loving motherfucker.
Tim, so go get stat. Tim, get stat. Get the stats.
Which, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, when we put it on iTunes, does it automatically put it all across the stores, like in every store, or is that something else extra you do? Like, did they automatically put it in the Australian store and, you know, whatever?
I don't think that the...
You can do it.
For podcasts, there is no, like, country store.
Oh,
if a podcast is available, it's available in all of the different stores.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
I believe you.
I swear I went to look us up in one of the foreign country stores, and we did not show up.
Hmm. Maybe because it's a language that we do not say that the show broadcasts in.
Like, I believe it was China, actually.
It's probably because we're explicit. We're probably not allowed in China.
You mean explicit?
Because we flag that explicit tag, because we occasionally say things like...
explicit?
Like...
Five lice?
Like, chingy chong chingo chinga chi. Why is it so okay to be racist? I mean, it's not okay. I don't want to... give people the impression, I think, hey, it's okay.
Why are you suddenly okay with it?
I'm not really okay with it.
No, I was going to say hateful things like, I don't care about her politics, I would totally destroy Sarah Palin's ass.
By the way, did you see the comment? Oh, who was it? Hangabout.
Hangabout?
Well, oh, yeah, about the diameters?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that was funny. Dean.
Oh, yeah, I think that was Dean, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see it?
Kudos,
Noah?
Sir. I laughed quite a bit.
For those of you who know, it's a picture of Sarah Palin holding up two fists and her mouth is wide open, and someone put the caption on there, three invisible dicks. And then I added the caption, and one very visible twat.
It's invisible, not very.
I know, but I'm adding color because now it's a podcast.
Well, now you're
together.
Lying.
You got to spice it up.
Oh, there you go, pigeon boy.
We don't have any visuals. We got to add.
Tim's a big fat liar.
Yes, we definitely have one listener in Singapore, by the way.
All right.
Two in China, at least on the last episode. And that's all I got for now. But anyway, so she has her fists clenched really tight. So Dean said, judging by the diameter, I'm guessing it's Tim and Andy on the side and Noah in the middle. To which Jeff wrote, Bazinga.
I believe Jeff intended that to be pronounced Bazinga!
No, he didn't. Watch the goddamn show.
Yeah, watch the show, ho.
Fuck. What are you so busy doing you can't watch Big Bang Theory?
Masturbating.
Eating.
You can eat and watch Big Bang Theory. I've done it
yes,
many times.
Yes, but can I eat and masturbate and watch Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah?
Because, I mean, that's already two fists busy.
You don't need your fists to watch television.
Use your feet.
You don't?
No.
I enjoy most shows if I punch myself repeatedly in the head.
Well, that's why you would enjoy Big Bang Theory. All the fun of television, none of the punching.
All right, I think you've sold me.
Well, there it is.
Oh, so I wanted to say the April Fool's thing about Noah leaving the show. I think that's one of our most viewed posts, comparatively how long it's been on the site. Like, I think that thing got like almost 100 views the second day it was up.
But I don't understand why, though.
Noah, you're a super celebrity.
But it seems like anyone who's going to go visit the site would already be visiting, you know what I mean? Like unless anyone told the friends, hey, Noah's leaving, like... I don't get it.
It sent shockwaves through the internet.
It means that people saw it on the front page and then clicked through, because that's...
Oh, okay, so it's not necessarily, like, 100 additional people, it's just more people were clicking on it than normal.
Yes, right. more people were actually getting into the comments to, you know...
Gotcha. Okay, that makes more sense then.
Whereas Tim wrote a blog, they're like, I see it, and then moved on. Yada, 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 you don't like Glenn Beck, no one gives a shit.
So, yeah, we should, next week we'll do You're Leaving. We'll get another lot of hits. Then it'll be Andy. Then it'll be Jeff. He's not on that often, but he's leaving. I think we got this blogging thing down.
Uh-huh.
You don't think they'll catch on?
No. We'll just add additional people so we can say they're leaving.
No, all we got to do is put roofies in the tan store. It's like, all right, now take this so that you forget. Now continue to enjoy TanCast.
I'm going to guess that's not legal. I'm going to throw that out there.
They're all fresh and new.
My balls are fresh and new.
Exciting and new. Come aboard. They're expecting you. My balls.
My wife and I watched South Park together last night. It was all about balls.
Yeah. The family that parks together, snarks together.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's right. It sure doesn't. The family listened to Tim Babb, wasted their life.
Well, at some point, we got to find out from CJ what sort of grade came back
on
that.
Oh, he got an A. He told me to tell you. He got an A.
Nice.
Oh, sweet. Good job, CJ.
Yes. There was, I feel like there was another part of the story I'm supposed to share, and I'm forgetting it. CJ, feel free to leave a comment. School me on whatever I'm forgetting this week.
How did he tell you this?
He told me over the Facebook chat.
Gotcha.
And Facebook loves to pretend like it's going to keep your chat, like you can come back and look at it later, and then it's not there.
Yeah.
And then it has that dickish thing says clear chat history when it's completely blank. It's like, fuck you.
Yeah. We press this button for you so you don't have to.
That's good customer service.
We've already cleared. We pre-cleared it for you since you didn't want it cleared.
Yep, that's why I disabled Facebook chat. I'm like, you know what? There are plenty of other fucking ways to chat with me. Honestly, if I could disable the Facebook email pseudo thingy, I totally would too. Because you know what? I've got enough fucking email addresses. Stop emailing through Facebook.
All right.
To all of the friends and family who have no idea about TanCast.
What? I thought you told everybody because you're so proud of it.
It's like your little baby boy.
TanCast is like my mistress. It's my secret shame.
You have a mistress? Right.
We need to wrap this up because I need to get to the farmer's market.
Oh, you still going to farmer's market?
That's where you're going? All right, Noah, enjoy that vagina you're growing.
You know what? I want to support local business, my friend.
Can you pick me up some kale while you're there? I'm out.
Actually, we have some in our backyard. You can come get it.
I was joking. That was a total bluff that I didn't expect to get called. I'm laid out there.
I was like, I don't think Tim knows we're growing kale in the backyard. Boom.
Wow.
Oh, good times.
That sounds
good times.
Unpleasant. Kale.
Kale sounds like something you go to the doctor to get rid of. Hey, doctor, I've been having this kale down the whole right side of my ass.
I've got some kale. Well, all right. So enjoy the farmer's market. Enjoy your Easter Sunday if this got posted ahead of time. I hope you did enjoy your Easter Sunday. If it didn't, getting closer to 100 episodes. Let us know if you have anything you want us to do for the 100th episode, because we are shit for ideas.
I have a quick question for you, Tim.
Oh, for me! I can answer it.
Do you know who Maria Bamford is? Bamford?
The comedian, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That little annoying voice she does, that's not a real voice, right? That's just an act?
I don't know her personally, so I don't know. Everything okay. I've ever heard her on, she's doing that voice.
Well, she was on the other movies, and at the end, she was saying, where she was going to be at, and all of a sudden, she broke out that voice. She was talking, kind of a regular voice. I find it very irritating. that kind of dumb,
Like I said, I don't know her. I don't know if that's an affectation or if she's just living the lifestyle.
All right. Very good.
I absolutely love it when she does her sexy voice.
Whenever she does any voice but that voice, whatever her regular, quote unquote regular voice is.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Have a week. And as always, Tim Babb is a shithead.
We're ripping off two podcast partings right there for you. You ain't got to worry about it.
write us a Stuff You Should Know podcast if you have any questions or suggestions. Listen to feedback. Anything else I can fit in there? I don't think so.
Okay, everybody, don't forget to Carpe Kingdom and rock on. That was Nostalgia and Netcot.
Love you guys.
I hate you guys.
Thank you for listening to TanCast episode 94. Remember, as always, TanCast.com is your source for show notes for this episode, plus all our past episodes and blogs, plus you have links to our iTunes page where you can subscribe and write us a review if you haven't done that already, links to the TanCast Cafe Press store where you can buy all the cool merchandise like the TanCast 100% kosher beef boxer shorts created during this episode, and also a link to Podcast Alley. April has just started. We haven't pushed Podcast Alley in a while, but let's see if we can get everybody to vote in the month of April. Do some good for TanCast over there at Podcast Alley. Again, all of that is over there at TanCast.com. Thank you so much for listening, and bye, everybody! TanCast. And inspired by that, I believe, Alyssa is blogging every day, and Jesus Christ, my phone rang. let me see if I can just re-say that and edit that part out so it sounds more professional. So Alyssa is blogging every day, inspired by that, is blogging every day in the month of April.